Steve Bannon is expected to turn himself in to authorities tomorrow in Manhattan. The right-wing podcaster and former advisor to Donald Trump will face charges linked to his alleged role in a conservative charity called We Build the Wall. Bannon and others are accused of ripping off donors, diverting more than $1 million from the project for their private use. He denies any wrongdoing. NPR's Brian Mann has been following the case. And Brian, what's Bannon said about this today?
Well, Ari, he was combative. You know, that's his style. He released a statement today describing this investigation by Manhattan's district attorney as part of a wider, and I'm quoting here, weaponization of the criminal justice system against conservatives. He went on to suggest that this is an effort to silence him in his podcast ahead of the midterm elections. I should say NPR also reached out to Alvin Bragg, the district attorney handling this case. We have not heard back. And because this indictment hasn't been unsealed yet, we don't know the exact nature of the charges.
What was We Build the Wall set up to do, and what were the ultimate results?
Yeah, so you'll remember the border wall was one of former President Trump's big policy ideas, a way he argued to keep undocumented from entering the U.S. There was a lot of pushback over this and big fights over federal funding. So this charity formed in 2018, promising to use private funds to help build sections of fence and other types of barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's what one of their fundraisers sounded like.
Live on the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas, it's the We Build the Wall Wallathon, because every mile matters.
And Steve Bannon was chairman of the project at the time and helped raise more than $25 million. It appears very little of that money ever wound up getting spent on border wall construction. So now Bannon is expected to face state-level fraud charges in New York for his role in the charity.
At the federal level, the U.S. Justice Department had also previously arrested Bannon for his role in the border wall project. What happened there?
Yeah, that's right. In 2020, a federal probe found Bannon and others involved in this project allegedly lied about how the donations would be spent and then created sham invoices and accounts to cover up the crimes. Bannon has described all these probes as political persecution, but that investigation, the federal one, was carried out by the DOJ while it was led by a Trump appointee, Attorney General Bill Barr. Bannon, of course, was arrested on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut and pleaded not guilty.
And people might remember that in one of his last acts as president, Trump pardoned Bannon in that federal case. What was his reasoning?
Yeah, in a statement, he didn't really offer much explanation for the pardon, but Trump called Bannon an important leader in the conservative movement. That move blocked the Justice Department from pursuing this case any further, and that's when Manhattan's prosecutor stepped in and began their own probe, which led to this sealed indictment that Bannon now faces.
What about the other folks involved in We Build the Wall? What's happened to them?
Yeah, so two of Bannon's partners on the project did not receive Trump's protections. They weren't pardoned. So back in April of this year, Brian Colvaj and Andrew Bottolato each pled guilty to one charge each of conspiracy to commit wire fraud for their roles. Colvaj also pled guilty to additional tax and fraud charges in that federal case. They have not yet been sentenced. I should add that some of the money donated to We Build the Wall, at least $6 million, was eventually returned to donors.
NPR's Brian Mann, thank you.
Thank you very much.